Hey there. It's Charles again, and welcome back for session 8. So now we have woken up, calibrated to the underlying course of our ship, shown tender care for moments big and small, taken risks to reveal who we authentically are to the world, spent time just receiving, taking in the newness of all of this, spent time creating, both connecting with our work and with non-instrumental play. And last time we focused on the principle of noticing, becoming clearly aware of our habitual patterns of thinking and acting, those automatic tendencies, the habit energy of the spacesuit. And through clearly noticing when those trains begin to move, having more and more of an option to wake back up and not have to act in those old and familiar ways, allowing ourselves to let go of the control of guaranteed unhappiness and reopen to the uncertainty of possible happiness. So today we'll be focusing on the daily principle of movement, exploring the importance of experiencing life through all of you and not only mediated through the limited thinking mind. And so I'll begin with a quote from one of my favorite figures in the world of psychology, Fritz Perls of Gestalt Psychology. And the quote goes like this: "Lose your mind and come to your senses. Lose your mind and come to your senses." I kind of like a subtle twist on that of lose your head and come to your senses. Lose your head and come to your senses. Okay, and now if you'd like to close your eyes, you can gently do so. If not, that's also fine. Just choose how you would like to optimally engage with this session today. Whether it's sitting in meditation, or taking notes, or moving around, all are welcome by me. But just make a clear choice now, and come back to that choice whenever your mind inevitably wanders away. Just come back to the clear choice of this is how I want to spend this time, just for this short time, together. And now I'll ask you the question again: why are you here, and what do you most deeply want? The answer might be different today than the last time, but just clearly state this in your mind and answer however you like. It might be specific or more vague. Just try to be as honest as you can and try to provide an answer that is coming from you and not from someone or somewhere else. Why are you here, and what do you most deeply want? Okay, and now let's take a few moments to settle in together and ground ourselves in this alive, present moment that we're both living in. And so see if you can embody the posture and the attitude of like a flower that is rooted firmly and deeply in the ground, and then is reaching up and out from those roots naturally toward the energy of the sun. The sun being this present moment that is all around you and is within you, only right now. Naturally opening toward all of this, seeing it, even if your eyes are closed, hearing it, feeling it, for the first time, brand new. Feeling your roots in the earth, feeling connected with your current physical environment, and then stretching up and out from those roots to receive all of this, and to receive the message that I have for you today, as fully and openly as you can, an empty cup ready to be filled. And you might just take a few deep breaths in this space, breathing in deeply and breathing out and letting the exhale go all the way out completely. And then just waiting for the inhale to come back in naturally on its own. And you can just settle into the natural rhythm of the breath, however it is. And settle into this experience here with me. This is all there is. So let's explore the eighth daily principle in this series, movement. I think in so many ways in the human condition, we can become divided against ourselves. And then really the practice of meditation in this whole realm of quote-unquote mindfulness, anything in the self-awareness realm, I see these as ways of reintegrating all of the parts of ourselves that may have become disconnected, divided, for one reason or another. And that's kind of what these steps and daily principles are ultimately about, bringing all of yourself, the way you think, the way you act, the way you speak, bringing all of you into harmony within yourself and between you and the world around you. There's a quote from Gandhi that goes, "Happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony." Happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. So with regard to this eighth principle of movement, I think one way we might inevitably become divided is through the separation of the mind and the body. And this may be ingrained really from a young age through our use of language. I say my body, my hand, my foot. This implicitly creates a separation between me and my body, a division between self and something else. Something Alan Watts once said that really stuck with me is that we often attempt to confine reality into the rules of grammar. And that is a backwards sort of approach. I think that happens in lots of ways. We come to see life solely through the lens of language and concepts. Language becomes the ultimate truth. But really, language is a symbolic tool to represent reality, to describe the ultimately unspeakable truth of this experience. So we can use language as a tool, but we don't need to try to fit reality according to the rules of grammar. So we might inevitably learn to feel this separation between mind and body, kind of like the centaur, the mythological creature who's half human on top and half horse on the bottom. And we might in some way become resentful of the bottom, the more animal instinctive half. But maybe we don't need to be. This principle of movement to me is a practice of harmonizing yourself with your body and maybe letting go of that division. Letting go of me existing from the neck up in the head and my body from the neck down. But rather feeling the body as part of the self and no different from the mind, feeling yourself as a unified whole. What does that feel like right now for you? Letting go of the sense of your head being the seat of you and feeling your identity through all of your body. Maybe you feel your identity in your hands right now. Feel you in your feet. Feel you in your stomach. in your chest. In the heart. Feel you as all of you, a swirling ball of energy that is just mingling with the space that is around you. So that's what I'm really after with movement practice, reintegrating and identifying with all of you, not just from the neck up. And from that base, I think it can really be done in lots of different ways. And so I'll just provide a couple examples here. A hatha yoga practice, the element of yoga that consists of movement through a series of postures. I see this as like befriending a wild animal and sort of transforming it from something that might have been potentially dangerous or scary into both a friend and a source of power. Adjusting and fine-tuning your whole being to become more aligned with nature, more aligned with basic reality that is all around you, and less divided from the neck up against this basic reality. And then many things can be seen as movement practice. As long as you're tuning in really attentively to the movement of the body, a Tai Chi practice where you might align physical slow movements along with the natural rhythm of the breath. Playing sports is another example. When you get in your head and you start to think about how you're playing, it often negatively impacts your performance. So you can use sports as a way to practice this harmony of body and mind. Basketball, for me, I've grown to see this as a sort of sacred practice, like a form of yoga. I go some days early in the morning to a basketball court and just shoot around for a while, tuning myself into the harmonized movement of the body without thinking about it. So things like sports or dance or even just shaking. Sometimes it can help to just shake yourself out. This might help to release anxious energy. And you might even try that now, maybe shake some part of your body, or all of you, if you're willing. I shake myself out and do jumping jacks before I meditate in the morning. And that seems to allow for more stillness and less restlessness, because I've kind of worked it out and expressed it. And then finally, just simply attending to the movements already built in to your day. Walking from place to place, imagining your feet hugging the ground, expressing real gratitude for the support of the ground, noticing your tendency to be thinking about other things while you're walking, and then maybe coming back to really feeling the amazing act of walking. Not everyone can walk. And you might feel appreciation if you can walk without pain. Picking something up, putting something down, just the act of opening the fridge or typing at your desk. All of these actions can be done on autopilot, or you can use them as ways of tuning in to the body, as little microcosmic expressions of who you really are at large. Of the deepest, truest version of you. Every little action is an outer expression of the inner clarity of your mind. So you can use really any physical movement as an expression of this clarity, or as a way of developing it. To at least at some point throughout the day, lose your head and come to your senses. I think this principle of movement is also really helpful with sleep. If you have difficulty sleeping, you might see if you can integrate more focus on movement throughout the day. Maybe find time to build up a sweat, and then see how your body might be more ready for rest at the end of the day. I'm also aware of research showing that quote-unquote exercise spills over, that engaging in physical exercise makes it easier for you to engage in other healthy habits. So this could be a way to kickstart other habits that you've been meaning to integrate in your life, even if they might feel unrelated. Exercise seems to have a tendency to give you more capacity to act in other ways that feel authentic to you. Okay, so now we'll finish this session by slowing down and connecting with the spirit of this eighth principle, movement. Feeling the spirit of this action beyond just the word, beyond the conceptual verbal label, beyond the label that exists in the thinking mind. And connect with the spirit of climbing the mountain of just one day, movement being an essential element of climbing this mountain. So when you're ready, on the next inhale, breathing in the spirit of fully embodied movement. And breathing out movement. Breathing and connecting to the spirit of the body as a whole. Feeling all of you as one. And feeling the breath as a link, a connection between your thinking mind and your physical, pure sensory experience. Feeling the breath existing between and within all of it. And maybe allow your body to move right now in whatever way it might want to. I notice I'm sort of rocking from side to side. Even if it feels weird or even forced or just awkward, or it might feel nice. See if your body kind of wants to move in any particular way. And allow yourself to just act on it. And now maybe just take a few moments to reflect on how it is that you engage in movement in your daily life. And are there particular ways that you might experiment with more movement, or movement in a different way? What might that look like or feel like for you? Okay, and you can take a few more deep breaths. And if your eyes were closed, you can gently open them now. And you might move around or shake or stretch or whatever feels good. And just keep something in mind, some way that you might experiment with movement practice in your daily life. And you might write that down afterward if you've been journaling. But just keep something in mind that you can experiment with and play with maybe before the next time we meet together. All right, well, I look forward to being with you next time in the penultimate session, when we will explore a really essential principle, in my opinion, the principle of loving connection, finding some time throughout the day to express genuine love for someone in your life, as well as for yourself, and maybe most importantly, for yourself. And I will be with you soon. Thanks for joining me.